This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a historical mystery story, one that predates the birth of Christ and still intrigues scholars today. In the 8th century B.C., 10 Israeli tribes were scattered from their homeland in Palestine following an Assyrian invasion. The tribes vanished out of recorded history, but not from the imaginations of searchers who've sought the lost tribes in the far corners of the earth. Now there may be some clues. In northern India, in the state of Mizoram, thousands of people believe they are living descendants of one of those lost tribes. Co-producers Miranda Kennedy and Matthew Power traveled to Mizoram recently to see what is happening there.
Mizoram is a small stretch of India located between Burma and Bangladesh. It's a land of lush, bamboo-forested hills. It's one of the more improbable places on earth to come across a synagogue or storefronts with names like Zion Taylor's and Moses Snack Shop. But thousands of Mizos here believe they are the actual descendants of the lost tribe of Manasseh. They say they were scattered along the length of the Silk Road for nearly three millennia, some of them helping to build the Great Wall of China. Now they have settled in Mizoram and say they are destined to return to Israel.
I realize that there is a blood of Israel here. I should follow all the rules and regulations and the covenant of this Torah. I advise my family and my friends to follow because we, the people of this Mizoram, are a chosen nation. But lost long, long ago.
Elisheva converted to Judaism 10 years ago when an Israeli rabbi came to Mizoram to investigate the claims of the lost tribe. He gave her a Hebrew name and taught her how to live according to Jewish law. During last month's state elections, Elisheva was the only Jewish candidate running on a platform that called for Mizoram to become a second land of Israel. She lost by a landslide. Mizoram's Christian majority population is often skeptical about the claims of the Mizo Jews, as are Israeli immigration authorities. But one group of Israeli Jews believe the claims, or in any case, want to help the Mizos to become Jews. Rabbi Hanoch Avezedek is a West Bank settler whose family has lived there for 11 generations. He works in the Amashav Hebrew Center in Mizoram's capital, Aizal.
From the point of view of the Judaism, it is not important. Because, really, we lost them, and they are not Jews. But I'm sure that they are really from the lost tribes. Because if you know all the history, this is very strange. In very, very far away villages, in the jungle and nothing, you can find Jewish communities.
There's no definitive history of the Mizo people. Most anthropologists believe they migrated to what is now India from China. In the 20th century, Western missionaries converted most of the population to Christianity. The Mizo Jews say the shattered remnants of Judaism survived in their songs and traditions. They claim that before the arrival of Christianity to these hills, they were monotheistic, with an origin myth involving the parting of the sea and an unleavened bread feast in the springtime. Many were even taught an inexplicable children's song, "Let Us Go to Zion." But the missionaries wiped out most of that collective memory. Rabbi Hanoch.
When the Christians come after colonialism, they say that you know the Bible, so we will give you all the knowledge that you lost. And they gave them the Christianity. But you can speak with anybody, and they know we are come from Israel.
At Shabbat dinner one Friday night in Aizal, a Mizo family prays in Hebrew. Though they often don't understand the words they're chanting, the rituals mostly match those of observant Jews.
Salom, salom,
an organization in Israel sometimes sends matzah and kosher wine to Mizoram, but there's no wine tonight. Instead, the family blesses a bottle of Coca-Cola and passes it around.
Meros mikenem desu
Many converts acknowledge the difficulties of practicing rigorous Judaism in Mizoram. Azrael Mar is a government official who was only recently circumcised.
Being a Jew, we have some difficulties here in Mizoram. Since this is a land of Christian, even though here in India we have a freedom of religion, in certain area we are mocked and humiliated, and beside that, it is difficult to observe Shabbat as we like.
Almost 1,000 Mizos have already immigrated to Israel, and many now live in Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Although many more want to go, the Israeli government does not recognize them as real Jews, and so does not offer them the right of return extended to all Jews around the world. In fact, last summer, Israeli Interior Minister Avraham Porez froze the 100 annual visas previously allotted to Mizos. Officials in Mizoram have a different concern, that Mizos will find their new life in Israel much harder than it is in India. H.V. Lalringham is the chief secretary of Mizoram State.
We do not know how the Israel people look at them also. Might be they look at them as a labor class, people coming from Asia, or they look at them as a second-class citizen.
Middle-class Mizo converts are aware that they are likely to end up working as manual laborers in Israel, but that doesn't dull their desire to go, as Ephraim explains at the Shabbat dinner.
It seems like I belong there. I don't belong here.
Ephraim is 23 years old. He's wearing a yarmulke and tallit, the Jewish prayer shawl.
There's a hole in my heart that cannot be filled. I know that it would be filled. The hole in my heart shall be filled, if I should tell them.
Somer Israel, Israel.
Separated by time, language, and nearly 4,000 miles, the Jews of Mizoram are today forced to accept that after 2,700 years, they'll have to wait at least a few more to return to the land that they believe is home. For National Public Radio, I'm Miranda Kennedy.
This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Israel, 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 Israel.